masters, play here. I will content your pains. Something that's brief and bid good morrow general.
Oi, masters, have your instruments been in Naples that they speak of the nose thus?
How, sir? How?
Are these, I pray you, wind instruments?
Aye, marry are they, sir.
Thereby hangs a tale.
Whereby hangs a tale, sir?
Marry, sir, by many a wind instrument that I know.
Oh.
The masters is modified you, and the general so likes your music that he desires you, for love's sake, to make no more noise with it.
Well, oh, sir, we will not.
If you have any music that may not be heard, to it again. But, as they say, to hear music, the general does not greatly care.
We have none such, sir.
Then, put up your pipes in your bag, right away. Oh, vanish into air, away.
Well,
dost thou hear me, man?
Oh, I hear not your honest friend. I hear you.
Pretty keep up thy goods. There's a fork to the If the gentlewoman that intends the general be staying, tell her there's one Cassio and treats her a little favour of speech.
She is stirring, sir. If she will stir hither, I shall seem to notify unto her.
In happy time, Iago.
You have not been abed.
Why, no, the day had broke before we parted. I have made bold, Iago, to send in to your wife. My suit to her is that she will to virtuous Desdemona procure me some excess.
I'll send it to you presently. And I'll devise a mean to draw the Moor out of the way, that your commerce and business may be more free.
I humbly thank you for it. I never knew a Florentine more kind and honest.
Good morrow, good lieutenant. I'm sorry for your displeasure, but all will sure be well. The general and his wife are talking of it, and she speaks for you stoutly. The Moor replies that he you hurt is of great fame in Cyprus and great affinity, and that in wholesome wisdom he might not but refuse you. But he protests he loves you, and needs no other suitor but his likings to take the safest occasion by the front to bring you in again.
Yet I beseech you, if you think fit, or that it may be done, give me advantage of some brief discourse with Desdemon alone.
Pray you come in. I will bestow you where you shall have time to speak your bosom freely.
I am much bound to you.